Hi, thank you for calling OMAX Health. My name is Tiffany. How can I help you?
Hi, Casey. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. How about yourself?
I got up out of bed today and stood up, so that was a good thing, right?
That is correct. Yes, it is.
I'm just looking at my computer and I saw that I had a charge to my account to you all in the amount of $79.99.
Okay, and let me help you with that. What's your first and your last name, please?
Timothy Harris.
All right, and thank you for that, Mr. Harris. Can I get your zip code, please?
76111.
All right, thank you. Give me a moment to see if I can find something for you, okay?
Okay, let me tell you something. I ordered the sleep whatever, okay, over a month ago, and I did receive it. Are you there? Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
And I wanted only the basic to see if it would work. I'm recently retired, and my sleep regimen is really off, okay? But I saw yesterday a $79.99 charge, but the numbers do not match, okay? And I did not order any additional because when I originally ordered this stuff, I said, no, I don't want to update. I don't want to upgrade because let me see if it works first. Because I tried several, oh God, I just went brain dead.
That's okay, no problem.
melatonins and stuff like that, okay?
Okay.
And I did not want to upgrade, update, upsize anything. But all of a sudden, I'm seeing a $79.99 charge on my bank yesterday. I did not order anything else.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Okay, so I got her account pulled up. Can I get you to verify your shipping address for me?
2316 Bonnie Bray, two words, Avenue, Fort Worth, Texas, 76111.
All right, and thank you for that. All right, now looking at that account, I do see the OMAP Sleep with Travel Pack. So when you did order it last month, it was May 3rd. When ordering the product, if the product was something that you wish not to continue to receive, you were supposed to, call to let us know, hey, I no longer want to receive this product. With no one calling in to do that, you was automatically signed up to receive those products every 2 months.
Well, I told them right up front, I just want the initial, product, and they gave me a number, and with the excuse me, virus and everything, the wait time is unbelievable. But I let them know I would contact them if I want to continue the product if it in fact helped me and worked.
Okay.
And it does not.
Okay, I was just going to ask you that. Was it working for you?
Well, no, because I'm still waking up in the middle of the night and it's just like the virus and everything else, different things have different whatever. But since I retired, I'm like I say, my sleeping habits have changed and everything else. But I did not order this product. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And like I said, it's not doing me much good. Okay? And when I originally ordered it, I said, no, let me try the initial product and see if it works. If it works, I'll order more. If it doesn't, I'm not going to order. order anymore.
Correct. Yes, sir. Okay.
And you just reminded me, yeah, some of these things. Okay, if you don't call, and because my original dose is still here, I still have a bunch of it. So yes, I will call. Yes, I will stay in contact. Yes, I'll know if it did any good or not. But all of a sudden, I'm being charged $79.99 for a lot more.
Yes, sir. Okay, now you were stating...
I did not order it.
Okay, yes, sir. Okay, now you were stating that the product was not working for you. If you don't mind me asking, how was you taking the product? Was you taking it about at least an hour or two before bedtime?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would get drowsy, but I would not go to sleep. You know, I mean, I got a dog and cats, and they lay with me, but no, it would make me drowsy, but I would not just go to sleep. I'd turn the TV back on, I'd turn it back off, I'd toss and turn. For some reason, and it may be some kind of whatever underlying medical condition that I'm just not sleeping for some reason. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
But I did not order an additional. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And I'm a retired master electrician and computer stupid, by the way.
Okay.
I got an 11-year-old granddaughter that's my IT department.
Okay, yes, sir.
she comes over and says, Grumpy. They call me Grumpy instead of Grampy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, you missed this, you missed that, you didn't do this. But you have to enter .com on stuff like this. You know?
Right. That's correct.
Oh, I had to order a part for my riding mower about 2 weeks ago. And I had everything filled in, everything's right. Hit submit, and it kicked everything out. And it turns out that I didn't put .com on one item. I said, oh, man.
Yes, sir. It will do that. If you don't do that, it will kick it out.
And you would think that a computer automatically knows .com.
Right.
You know?
Yes, sir.
But that's just like, you know, at my age, I got to know when to get my yes dears and whatnot in, right? It's very important. Does your husband know that?
Yes, sir. I understand that. Yes, sir. I understand. You have to put that .com in there. The computer is not going to do it for you. Even though they should know it goes there, they're not going to put it in there for you.
But you missed my question. Does your husband understand and realize that a yes, dear, goes a long way?
Oh, yes. And that's probably why he says it all the time.
I mean... Diamonds are forever. Flowers last about a week or so, right?
Right.
But a well-placed yes, dear.
Yes, it does. Goes a very long way.
And you have to understand and know that yes, dear... But as bad as it is, it is a true fact, okay?
Yes, correct.
The well-placed yes, dear, goes a
long ways.
Yes,
yes, sir.
Yes, I heard you, honey. Yes, I was listening, honey. Yes, honey. Okay, baby, but a yes, dear goes further.
Right. Yes, sir, it does. Yes, sir, it does. It goes a very long way. Yes, sir. Okay. Now, that product that you didn't want to, you know, continue to receive because the product was not working for you. Now, have you tried, like, doubling your dose to see if the product would work for you?
Have I done what to see if who?
Have you tried, like, to double your dose to see if the product would work for you?
No, I have not done that. In the past, when I was trying melatonin and stuff like that, I would take a little more. And I will admit, I do consume alcohol, okay?
Yes, sir.
And I asked them about that when I ordered the trial thing. No, don't change anything. No, don't do what you're doing. Just, you know. And I totally do not believe in medications and drugs, okay?
Yes, sir.
I lost a daughter to cancer 3 years ago, and it cost us thousands of dollars on medications and this, that, and the other thing, and she died anyway, okay?
Yes, sir. I understand that. That runs in my family as well. That cancer is something else, so I understand that.
And yeah, I'm appreciative for that. But you know, yes, I smoke. I consume alcohol.
Me too. Me too.
Whatever. And I'm healthy as a horse. Okay. But yet, my daughter never smoked, never drank, never did nothing bad. She gets cancer and dies.
Right. My granddaddy as well. I lost my granddaddy about, not quite a month ago, from cancer. He never smoked, he never drank or anything, but he died of cancer. So that's why I tell my daughter, she say, Mom, you shouldn't smoke. It causes cancer. It's like, honey, you don't have to smoke to get cancer. Anyone can get it. If it's for you, it's just for you. Yeah.
Yeah, secondhand smoke and all that.
Yeah.
Excuse me, all that reconstituted cow corn.
Yes.
Know what that
no, sir, I was just going to ask you, what is that?
If you will look back, President Ronald Reagan used that terminology, reconstituted cow corn. You know what that means?
No, sir. What does it mean?
Bullshit.
Oh, okay. Right. Yes, sir.
I'm not supposed to say that word on the phone, but... Ronald Reagan coined that phrase, reconstituted cow corn. Oh, you got to write that one down, huh?
Yes, sir.
But that's exactly what it means. If you look at it, think about it, yep, that's what it is.
Yes, sir.
A lot, and you know, there's a lot of people don't realize, yeah, that's what he said, reconstituted cow corn. And it was a big speech that Ronald Reagan was making about something that the Senate was trying to do, okay? And that's where he came up with it. This is a bunch of reconstituted cow corn.
Bullshit. This bull. Okay, gotcha.
There you go. You're not supposed to use those words.
Right.
Stuff like that, right?
Yes, sir.
But that's a very, very polite way of saying bullshit.
Right.
Okay, get back to why. I'm sorry.
That's okay, no problem.
Get back to why I called, okay?
Yes, sir. Okay. All right, now.
This is not reconstituted cow corn.
Right.
this You gotta love it, right?
Yes, sir, you have to.
And it's all in how you look at it, okay?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
There were former comedians in life. It's not a berry patch. Excuse me, it's not, what was it? It's not a cemetery, it's a berry patch.
Yes, okay? Sir. Uh-huh.
It's not a museum, it's a UCL.
Yes, sir. You are miss. You something
Thank
else.
You. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Do you remember who Red Skelton is?
No, I'm not that old. I'm only 37.
Oh, my daughter's older than you are.
Yeah, I'm not that old.
Okay. Look it up in your Funkin' Wagnalls.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Do you know what a Funkin' Wagnalls is?
I assume a foam, huh?
No. Do you know what Webster's is?
Oh, yeah. That's the dictionary, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Funkin' Wagnalls has a much larger, broader thing in the dictionary.
Oh, gotcha.
Look it up in your Funkin' Wagnalls.
Okay. Yes, sir, I will.
But Funkin' Wagnalls, if I'm not mistaken, printed and whatnot, a dictionary before Webster's did.
Yes, sir.
If I'm not mistaken, I think that's what it is.
Okay. Yes, sir.
But yeah, your Funkin' Wagnalls. Look it up.
Okay. I went ahead.
Your day has not been wasted because you gained some information.
I sure did. Yes, sir. Well, thank you for that. So I went ahead and made sure that you don't receive any products. I went ahead and canceled it for you, okay?
Okay. And my Monet?
I can refund it back to you and just give it within 3 to 5 business days, and then the $79.99, you will receive it back into your account, okay?
Oh, okay. But did you hear what I said, my Monet?
And I know exactly what that means. Yes, sir.
What is it?
Your money. I know exactly what that means.
Did you ever see that Mel Brooks movie in medieval times? He was actually Count de Monet, okay?
Yes, sir.
And everybody kept calling him Count de Money.
Count the money, right. I know exactly what that meant when you said that. Oh, yes, sir. I knew.
Count de Monet.
Yes, sir. I knew exactly what you was talking about.
But, you know, and it's funny, once I'm retired now, I do look at my bills and what am I paying for, you know. And it's just like, look at your cell bill, all the surcharges and fees and everything they add on to it. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Uh-huh.
And at times it gets ridiculous.
Right.
All the surcharges and everything, it's getting ridiculous. And I do call them, but I did notice on this, I did not reorder. Okay.
Yes, sir. No problem.
Did you close out that whatever to where this doesn't happen again?
Yes, sir. I sure did. Yes, sir.
All right. And it's sad that like I said, the two big things that go with retirement is one thing, you don't sleep right anymore. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Body used to working.
Yeah, I mean, mm-hmm. I can't watch the late show because I got to get up in the morning.
Right.
And you don't eat regular either. You know that?
Yes, sir. I hear my dad says that as well. So, yes, sir.
Yeah, you know, you're used to go to work, come home, get dinner, go to bed. But now, I don't have to get up. I can stay up late and watch that old Western on the TV all night long. And you get busy in the house or the garage, and oh, my God, it's 9 o'clock at night. I don't feel like fixing dinner. So you don't eat right either.
Right. That's correct.
Yeah, it is. And that's the downside of retirement. And I was really hoping that this product would help me go to bed at night and get up in the morning, and here we go.
Yes, sir.
But it's not working.
Okay, well, you still have the product. Just try, like, doubling your dose to see if that would work for you.
Well, is it dangerous to double the dose or anything?
No, sir, it's not. If it was dangerous, I wouldn't tell you to do it. No, sir, it's not. We have tested that product, so you are able to double your dose to see if that would work for you.
Well, and when I originally ordered it, I did ask that, you know, just like we were just talking about, my regular habits, my regular routine, my regular, and, you know, because I do consume alcohol. And they said, oh, no, don't change anything. But, you know, I'm worried. And I'm sitting here looking at it, you know, it's no drugs, no nothing.
Right.
I got a younger sister that's been a pothead since 1960-something.
Yes, sir.
And this has got basically a cannabis base product. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, it is.
But, you know, because of losing my daughter especially, they did these drugs, that drug, this drug. And I've got friends of mine, and you mentioned you have a father that's elderly, right?
Yes, yes, sir. I do. Yes, sir.
They start taking drugs, and, well, they got to take this to fight that, and this will take that care of that. And, oh, well, low blood pressure will take this, and, oh, well, whatever, take this.
And, right.
Yeah.
And by the time you're taking all that product, you'll take about 15 prescription drugs a day. So, yeah, I understand that. Yes, sir.
Yeah, and that's BS.
Yes, it is.
Excuse me, that's reconstituted cow corn.
Okay.
It's all in how you look at it, right?
Yes, sir, that is correct. Yes, sir.
But with everything being politically correct, whatever, reconstituted cow corn is the best way you can come up.
Okay, and I'm going to start using that too. Okay. Well, I did enjoy talking to you, Mr. Harris, and we do thank you for calling OMAX Health, and you get that $79.99 back within 3 to 5 business days, okay?
And apparently, I really hope you enjoyed having your tickle bone fancied.
I did. Yes, sir.
Or is that your fancy getting tickled?
You're just something else, Mr. Harris. I really enjoyed talking to you. I really did.
But, it's all in how you take it.
Okay. Yes, sir. That's correct.
And do you remember who George Carlin was?
No, sir.
Okay. Here again, I'm going to go back to my granddaughter is my IT department, okay?
Uh-huh.
Get on your phone and look up George Carlin.
Uh-huh.
he was an absolute fantastic comedian, just like Red Skelton. Okay.
Right.
You need to write this stuff down.
I don't. Yes, sir. I will.
Red Skelton was one of the funniest white men you ever seen in your life.
Uh-huh.
And when he died, about a couple months before, he had a TV show, okay?
Uh-huh.
But in when he was getting older, he was doing an interview or something, and he said the best compliment he ever had in his life was someone called him a clown.
Right.
Okay? He was a clown. And
right.
He was that. But anyway, look up George Carlin.
George Carlin, okay.
He had two really famous things that he did. One of them is the 7 words you cannot say on television.
Okay.
And the other one was, excuse me, but shit.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say nothing bad, did I?
No, sir, you didn't. No, not at all.
But he put it in perspective, okay? That, look at the dog shit in the street, Ethel.
Right.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Hey, man, got any shit?
You a mess.
Is it good shit? You got any papers with that?
Okay, Mr. Harris, I really have to go. You have a good day.
That last one caught up with you, didn't it?
Yes, sir, it did.
But his skit about that went for a little ways, and it was just people don't look at it in the context that it is, okay? But he was just so funny about got any shit, man?
Right.
Got any papers with that? I know you got to go, but just out of curiosity, what state are you in?
I'm in Alabama.
You used to live in Montgomery.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm in Fort Worth, Texas now. But
okay.
Did you see when this Corona whatever started? There was a huge truck wreck on Interstate 20 here in Dallas, Fort Worth. Guess what the truck was carrying?
What was it?
Toilet paper.
Oh yeah, I bet.
It caught on fire, and it was industrial big rolls. It wasn't your household stuff, okay?
Yes, sir.
But even on the news, they said, oh, it's going to take them a while to wipe this up. See there? It's all in how you look at it.
Right.
But don't forget the reconstituted calf core.
Oh, you ain't got the word. I won't.
But look up George Carlin and his, God, I'm going to go way back, Abbott and Costello. They're very, 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 very famous thing about who's on first, what's on second, and whatnot.
Yes, yes, sir.
Do you remember that at all?
No, sir.
Oh, look that up.
Okay, I will.
Abbott and Costello, who's on first? And if you bring it up, it's just funny. Like, who's on first? What? No, what's on second? Why? No, why's on third? They were talking about nicknames for baseball players.
Right.
You need to look that up.
I sure will.
But George Carlin's going to be the best one on just put the word shit.
Right. Yes, sir.
You know, you don't walk down the street and say, look, Martha, some dog shit in the street.
Yes, sir.
It's all in how you look at it.
Right.
Thank you so much for your time. I'm glad I tickled your fancy.
You sure did.
Not every customer is hoo-hawing and laughing, whatever.
Right.
Excuse me. But anyway, look George Carlin up. You'll get a kick out of that.
Yes, yes, sir.
And Abbott and Costello, who's on first, okay?
Okay, yes, sir. I got you. Yes, sir.
You'll get a kick out
okay.
of it.
Yes, sir.
It's one of them things that says, hey, damn, that was pretty damn funny. Okay?
Yes, sir.
You have a wonderful afternoon.
And you do the same.
And oh, I got it. You said you're in Alabama?
Yes, sir.
How often do you go to Crystal Burger?
You know what? I don't too much like crystals. It upsets my stomach. So every blue moon, I might eat it. Yes, sir.
I'm originally from Florida. And when my grandparents were still alive, I drove from here in Texas to Florida. And the first thing, when I crossed the Alabama state line, there was a Crystal Burger. And you get a little six-pack of them little two-bite burgers, right?
Yes, sir.
I used to love them. And about 2 years ago, they opened one here in Fort Worth, and it didn't last long at all.
Yes, sir.
They had a big grand opening, a big trailer. There was lights down the street. But I loved the Crystal Burgers. And I think down in Florida, they had the Royal King.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, the little bitty two bites and the hamburger's gone. You know, and that's what Crystal Burgers were, right? Just
okay.
Like a little, just like two bites, right?
Yes, sir.
And I missed them. And when they opened here, it was not the same. Something about the bread or something wasn't right, and it wasn't the Crystal Burger.
Yes, sir. Well, I do apologize, Mr. Harris, but I do have to end this call. My supervisor is telling me to have to go ahead and end the call, okay? I do apologize, but I did enjoy talking to you.
That's all right. Tell them it's a bunch of reconstituted chemicals.
Okay. Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for calling OMAT's Health. Have a good night. Bye-bye.